Reports this week revealed mixed messages about the housing industry and fewer people filing for unemployment. But if you really want a sign that the economy is making a comeback, it all starts with the jeans. Joining me live is MSNBC financial analyst Vera Gibbons. Good morning. You noticed I wore my jeans.
I did too, a jean skirt.
It's a theme thing. Anyway, I know you have this list for us, and you say the first anecdotal sign is an uptick in jean
denim
sales.
Which we all have on, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cheap indulgence. It's an easy way to mix the wardrobe. It's one of the first things people buy when the economy is rebounding, when people are feeling more confident. It's really sort of the shining star of the fashion industry. I mean, overall clothing sales are down pretty much across the board. Denim sales are actually up about 4%. It's an $8 billion industry. We're spending more on our jeans. We like our jeans. And it's a positive sign. It indicates that we're feeling better about the economy.
Well, that's good. Bright ties as well?
Yeah, I mean, when you're down, you wear the muted stuff, the neutral stuff. We all know that feeling, right? When you're feeling more optimistic, happier, more confident, you go for the bright stuff, the orange, the fuchsias, and ties, men's ties specifically, a leading indicator. It shows us they're feeling more optimistic, feeling more cheerful about things, and they're buying more, right?
Now, how does fewer first dates play into this?
This is sort of a funny one, right?
Right.
A bad economy actually is very good for the Match.coms of the world, and a good economy is not so good. If you look at the numbers, Match.com, fourth quarter 2008, had one of its best times ever. The economy was in the toilet. So they had a similar surge after 9/11. And when the Dow hit a five-year low in November, Match had its second busiest weekend of the year. So the theory is people like to commiserate. Misery maybe loves company.
Huh. All right. Maybe that is. Okay. Advanced holiday book sales. That's something.
This is something. This is a good sign as well, because you know how it is. It's been. Companies haven't been having their parties, but we are seeing an uptick in party plannings in the seasonal parties. So that's a good sign. Party planners are actually booking on through 2011, 2012, and we're seeing an uptick in catering. I mean, catering was just a bad word last year. It was really bad. But on Wall Street in particular, we're seeing a little bit of an uptick, and that is considered a positive sign for sure.
Okay. Conversely, to the dates, you've got more Americans leaving their spouses.
Right, that would be another indicator that things are actually picking up as well, because people have been stuck in these marriages. They can't do anything because they don't have any money, and the home values have taken such a huge hit. So when you really start to see more people breaking up, that would really be a sign that things are actually improving here, as well as starting to have more babies, more cosmetic surgeries, eating less comfort food, and taking less anti-anxiety pills. I mean, we spent $350 million on Xanax last year. A lot.
That's right. You know, this is just an interesting survey all around. I'm wondering who got it going, and you know.
Who needs the economist when you can look around and see anecdotally what's happening around you, right?
Yeah. And have you tell us about
there
it.
There you go.
Gibbons, thanks so much.
Thanks, Alex.